go beyond the use of official proper, what some have known as payroll official, although really, you shall see soon, not just because of a different malacha. Open the Gemara, beginning of the third paragraph of Masechta Shabbos. So you have it in your packet somewhere. Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Kirish Yisikua Bekasha V'Gvava. Nos Nemalea Tavshil. The Gefes of Eitzim Lo Yitain. Ashi Yigro Ashi Yitain Esa Eitzim. The first three lines, we're going to stop here for the moment. What does it mean? Rashi says, Kira Atsuyaka and Kedera Venostum Kedera Vesocha. It's shaped like a pot. It's fitted. It's a fitted term. So the pot is placed normally Lisocha in it. Here we say Nostin Oleha. You have to, every word counts over here. Normally you put it, Rashi Lisocha. But you put it aleho, or later it's called algabo. The gevas of etzim lo yiten. What's the difference between kash and gvav on one hand, and gevas and etzim on the other hand? So Rashi explains, achi yigro hagecholim. There are actual coals in the case of gevas and etzim, as opposed to kash and gvav, there are no coals. And there is a problem. Rashi says, what gives us the reason for the Mishnah? Shema Yechata Begachol. Okay? It's known as an Easter of Shema Yechata Begachol. Of course, the question means, what does it mean, Lo Yitain? What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Says Rashi. Says the Gemara, Rashi. Ibarlo. Hai Lo Yitain. Lo Yavziru. Avalisho Smashin. Afal Pishan Agorah Benakotin. Lo Yitain means on Shabbos itself? To return it to the fire on Shabbos. But to leave it from before Shabbos, what's the problem? What's wrong before Shabbos? What could be wrong before Shabbos? You can leave any food on any fire before Shabbos. What's wrong? It's not Shabbos yet. Umani chananyi. The Tanya chananyi omer kol shumacha ben dusoi. Mutal ishoso al gabe kira afal pi she'eno goro fe'eno kotum. All of a sudden, you require macha ben dusoi. Okay. O Dilma Lishos Tana. The Gar Bakatum in, the low, low. Koshke Lahasa. You may not leave food on a an open fire from before Shabbos. How much more so may you not actually return to the fire on Shabbos? Okay. So some machlokas between Chananya, which is the first point of view, and the we'll call it the Rabbanim, the second point of view. So it's clear in the Rishonim that the reason for the Easter of Shehiyah, which means leasing on the fire from before Shabbos, is Shema Yechata Begachol. Our first mention of that is the Gemara in the previous Perek. Rashi quotes it here on the Mishnah. And the Ran, on the Mishnah itself, tells us that that's the reason for the Easter of Shehiyah. Shema Yechata Begachol. Why am I saying this? Otherwise, Easter makes no sense. Why is something usher on Friday? Nothing more to do malach on Friday. Shabbos can't do malach. So why is Shehiyah usher before Shabbos on Friday? It's very hard to understand. Unless one says, as we just said now, that the problem is Shema Yechata Begachol. What do you mean Shema Yechata Begachol? Not on Friday. On Friday, you'll have Yechata Begachol. You'll do Shehiyah on Friday, but the Chitav Gacholim will take place on Shabbos, you know. You leave it there on Friday. Things start, you know, moving along, and then it comes Shabbos, and it's not really cooked yet. Maybe Mechazah Gacholim on Shabbos. Chazam is a special gzeira. Don't do Shehiyah on Friday, lest you come to do a Chitav Gacholim on Shabbos. This is what it says in the Rashi implies this. And the Ran says of Beferish, that the reason for this Isser of Shehiyah is because of Shema Yechata Begacholim on Shabbos. Okay, so just basic stuff. Fine. Therefore, we understand very well, as Iran explains, that Gruf Aktuma helps. What does that mean? Because when you cover the fire or pull away the coals, then there's not going to be a problem of chizuk echal. It's covered. Okay, we're just going through basic pashup shot. This pashup shot. Okay, I want to make sure that no one has any questions, because we're trying to go very slowly at the beginning. It's going to get a little bit complicated soon. But so far we're saying there's an Issur of Shehiyah. An Issur of Shehiyah, we're assuming, is Bishem Shem Yichad HaBegachol, and that expression, as Rashi quotes, comes from a previous parak. That's where the words Shem Yichad HaBegachol are found. And that is the reason for the Issur of Shehiyah. It explains to us very, very well why the Issur of Shehiyah does not apply to Kasher Gevava, because there are no coals. And also, why it doesn't apply in a case in which you remove the coals, because again, there are no coals. If you cover them and remove them, this eliminates the Issur of the Gzeira of Shem Yichad HaBegachol. Okay? Any questions? Very nice. This is how the Shulchan Aruch actually quotes this. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Issur of Shehiyah in Siman Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph. It can be found. Sif. Page 97, he says, "Also litin latashim bojov lahashoso aleha." Right? So unless it reaches a certain point of mavushikol tzokam tayvaralo, then let the lamecha shem yichate. So the mafurish in the mechaber, the reason for this issue of shiur is shem yichate begachol. Okay. Both we just finished the easy part of the shiur. 2 minutes, 5 minutes, we're finished. Part one of today's shiur took 5 minutes. Issur of Shehiyah, Shem Yichad HaBegacholim. If you cover it, it's no problem because you're not going to be covered. Easy. Now comes the hot part. The Issur of Hachzara, which the Gemara speaks about. The Gemara spoke about it all Shem Lahavzir Tanan. What's the reason for the Issur of Hachzara? So if you look in the Shara Tiyun, in Simon Reish Nun Gimel, Sivkotin Lamed Zayin, this is page 137. Sefer Yosher Isa, for the kach binan grufa, shebichshenot la min ha'esh, parmesh mitzanenes chsas, v'chayshinan shem yichata b'chazar rosso. What does that mean? But even if you hold, let's say they hold like Chananya, what does Chananya say? That once it reaches kamachal ben drusoi, there's no longer a chashash of shem yichata b'gachal, it's already edible. That's only on Friday. But to take it off the fire on Shabbos and to remove, put it back on Shabbos is a greater possibility of Shem Yichad HaBegacholim. Why? Shem Mitzanenes Ktsas. You take it off, it's going to be a greater chance. You're not just leaving it, you're taking it off. And therefore, Chashin and Shem Yichad HaBechazar also. Okay, very good. This is a beautiful pshat, which is found in the Sefer Yosher Rabbeinu Tam, which is cited by the Sharatzi. So therefore, even if it's Machal Ben Rusoi, not going to help, because we're still afraid of Shem Yichate B'gachol. If you look in the Balamor can be found. Page 10 and 11. The Balamor explains at the very, very beginning. He argues with Rashi. Rashi throws in the words Hatmana. He says that's not really the case. And the Balamor says that the reasons for the prohibitions in our Mishnah is because of Shema Yichata Begecholim. Someone had a time now, but why did it disappear on me? Somewhere in here the Balamor says that all the Yisur in the Mishnah, oh here it is, it's on the fourth line of page 10. V'kol she'anu machmirim v'osrin bo v'metanem v'kira v'yin hazeh, the whole Mishnah, Eino elemishim gzera shem yechata b'gecholim. Am I using the word kol? He seems to be implying that all the Yisurim in the Mishnah, the Yisur Shehir in the Mishnah, Yisur Achzor in the Mishnah, it's only because of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, which is exactly the opinion of the Rabbi Natan in the Sefer HaYosher. And if the truth is, if you look in the Tosfos on that Lamed Chesamid Beis, it's exactly the same thing. Lamed Chesamid Beis, Pinim Imechem Lamechem, we'll get to that detail a little bit later on. It's clear that Tosfos is saying there is Mecha Lemecha Shlechitui. Right? Tosfos is the whole thing, all the also the Chitui. Everything's all about Chitui. We keep talking about Chitui. This is the Shita of Tosfos. And this is pointed out by the Maharam on the Flamed Vav. I'm not sure if it's in here in the packet. That's also Mishma Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. However,
is this also
38, you say? 38, okay.
This is also in a case of the pretty quick Kamachal Ben Yusai, like Sifri Yashin.
Correct. By definition, it has to be cooked at least Kamachal Ben Yusai, other than it's a revision, because Achzor Midah is putting it back on the fire. That's even. Okay. See if you can find it. The Maharam, let's see, here it is. He says, Tama shel beisil yesh lefarz alim shem chitui, comes back a little bit later on. She'en egrufa lo yavet the chashin al chitui. So he says, Beferish, the Easter is an Easter of chitui shem yechata b'gachol. So we already quoted how many sources? We saw Sefer Yosher, Tosfos, Balamor, and the Maram. However, the Ran disagrees. The Ran, that same page we had before, page 10 and 11, disagrees. A different shot in the Easter of HaChazal. Not because of... let's see. It's a little bit tricky here. The Ran is half in and half out. 21? Thank you. That's why I couldn't find it. The brackets are on page 21. How's that, Balamor? There was some brackets somewhere or other. Okay. So the Ran seems to disagree and say, not finding what I'm looking for in all these various pages, but you'll see it yourself. The Ran is thought over here, Yiboilu, last line. Hailo Yitin lo Yachzerhu, Vishim Shemavzer Bishabis, Nire Kimavashel, Emein Uktuma. There we go. Page, whatever it is. 21, the last line in the Ran. He says it's Nirek Mevashel. We have a new Torah now, Rabosai. Nirek Mevashel. We haven't had that until this minute. The reason for the Easter of Zara is because Nirek, not really Mevashel, it's fully cooked. And Bishalach HaBishel, we spent 3 weeks on that. Nirek Mevashel. Nirek Mevashel, a whole new Easter which the Ran creates out of nowhere. An Easter of Nirek Mevashel. What? Nirek Mevashel. Different story completely. Rashi in the Mishnah said, we saw before, let's read the Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah says, okay, find our way here. Page 1. Rashi in the Mishnah says, towards the end of the Mishnah, Merzikim Mevashel. Lo machzirim b'Shabbos, the merzikim b'Vashem. So again, Ran didn't make it up. It's already found in Rashi. Now, I mentioned before the Maran. The Maran says on page 38, he's cognizant of that Rashi. He says that Rashi is not really lahalacha. Rashi says, that's only true according to Beis Shammah. The Tamish of Beis Hillel is Efshel Afarish Elim Misham Chitoy. Dichshein a grufa lo yagze the chashin on the chitoy. Grufa ketuma, not worry about chitoy. But if you look in the Mishnah itself on page 1, Beis Hillel Omrim Atmak Zirin, Hall of the Goruf, says the Maram, it's impossible. If it's Nirikim Avashel, it's Nirikim Avashel, whether the fire is covered or not covered. Who cares if it's covered or not? So again, the Rashi only said the reason of Nirikim Avashel, according to Shitas whom? Beis Shammah, we pass like Beis Hillel. Now, is that true in Rashi? I don't think so. But the Ran, it certainly can't be true. We just read the Ran together. The Ran said, page what? 21, thank you. The Ran on page 21 said that Beferish, that's nearer to Bevasho, if it's not Kotum. So the Maran Bemchila is against the Ran Mefurish. Nearer to Bevasho, im ain't a Ktuma. Black on white? Black on white. Okay, fine. It's interesting, we have a concept I mentioned to you before of Mitzdamek Viralo. The concept comes up a little bit in the Chosbishel, comes up much more relevant than for our purposes. And the Ran, on page 23, says that even Mitzdamek Viralo is also Lahachzer. Even Mitzdamek Viralo is also Lahachzer. Why? Because it's considered to be a Nirika Mavasha. If it's Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim, he suggests there would not be a chance of it. Why should it be Mechata if it's already overcooked? Stami Farala. But Nirika Mavasha is a problem. Now the Ran is saying that, of course, Lishito, so the reason is not Nirika Mavasha. The reason is not Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim. So Halacha LeMaisi is saying klar that even though it's mitzamek ve'ralo, it's an easier of hachzara because of nirik mevasha. The question would be: would any rishon in the whole wide world be matir an easier of hachzara mitzamek ve'ralo on the ground that number one the reason is shem yichat and number two it doesn't apply to mitzamek ve'ralo? We haven't found such a rishon yet, but stay tuned. Okay, then there's yet another ran. This is the ran on page 25. The Ran on page 25 has a very interesting halacha over here. Very interesting halacha. It's the second wide line. Sonen shen isbashel. It's already been pre-cooked. Mutal la'anicha afilu b'klirishin o kenegan ha'madura. Afilu b'vavah shi'ata le'ezbo. You can put it on top of a pot full of a pot. Why? She'ein derech bishul b'kach. Obviously the Ran is l'shitasa. The Yisra of Achzor is what? Nirika Mevasho. You put something on top of a full pot, so then as we say what? It's not Nirika Mevasho. Finished. And there are Bishul Bekach. Even if Agabi Ha'esh Mamish, he brings up Saraya. I'm not going to the Raya now. But Agabi Ha'esh proper, it's Osir, unless it's what? Goruf Vikotum. So says the Ran here, the first few wide lines on page 25. Okay, good. That being the case, we understand very well the reason why it says Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach is Mutter to what we call Kedera Gabe Kedera, because the reason for the Yisur is what? Nirika Mevasho, and it's Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach. What will happen if you think that the reason for the Yisur of Hachzorah is what? Shem Yichat B'Gecholim. Then maybe the whole hefter of Kedera, Gabe Kedera, as it's famously known, wouldn't apply. Again, stay tuned.
Kedera is off the fire?
On the fire. Now, if you take a look here in Tosfos, the first page one, Tosfos discusses a remarkable concept called Hachzara Me'erev Shabbos. Sounds like almost like an oxymoron. You would say, if it's our Erev Shabbos, we'd call it Shehiyah. The whole point of Hachzara is on Shabbos. Tosfos says no. Tos Ube Silom. So Rabbeinu Tam says no. If the Gemara says the Diri Alma Machzirin, Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos. Mashma De'ik Plukta Avi B'chol. The third line of Tos Ube Silom, Lamed Avi B'Beis, page one. So it exists in Yisra B'chol. The obvious question, what do you mean B'chol? B'chol is Shehiyah. Omeri, the Mishash Lo Yuchlu La'artichol Mivod Yom Oso La'achzir. Friday morning is Shehiyah. Friday afternoon is Shehiyah. Friday late afternoon, 4 o'clock, when she gets at 4:30, that's not called Shehiyah anymore. Why? Because if it were cold, and you put it on cold in the fire at 4, it would not be hot by 4:30. So it takes longer than that to heat up. That's called Hachzara. Hachzara, the Erev Shabbos. So he's answering Hachzara, the Erev Shabbos. The Ran thinks it's ridiculous. Again, the Ran is page we saw before, the first page in the Ran, which is 21. The Ran says, quotes Tosfos, below nearly came. It's ridiculous, says the Ran. I beshamez mash. Oh, beshamez tamayo azli. The bow of a kulu malachas sh'odem machim vod yom. But according to Beisila, the matir and the kulu vim Hashem, shemish taf yizayim, pirka kama, afilu en sh'os v'yom v'lesh l'scham em shari. What are you talking about? Of course it's mutter. The Ran that she talked about both sides. Because the Ran knows that the Easter of Hachzara is why Nirek and Mavashel. How can you ask a Nirek and Mavashel on Friday if Mavashel itself is Mutter on Friday? So what's Nirek and Mavashel? Everybody with me? If Hachzara also Mishma Shemi Yechad HaBigacholim, we can make an argument. Maybe it's also even on Friday. Don't put something on a open fire on Friday, even if it's the Machal Ben Dusoy. Let's restoke the coals on Shabbos. But if it's Nirek and Mavash, how can you ask it? The Bishul itself is Bishul proper Mutter on Friday. That's Pashup Shad in the Machlokes, in Iran, and the other sources, so it's the Tosfos. The final Lishitosam, what's the nature of Achzara? If it's Achzara because of Nirek and Mavash, it has to be Mutter on Friday. If it's also Shem Yechate, then if you want, you could say it's also even on Friday. How do we pass in the Halacha? The Ramah is a little bit unclear. In Siman Reish Nun Gimel Siv Beis. The Ramah says, there are those who say, Mishnah Berurah 139, the last two lines. The kol shu samel chashecha or samel lebokul, shukabol shabbos l'dinan. Him usamel kol kach shem nitzanen akdei yev shlatich ha-bel yom, dino kamo b'shabbos atzmo, 140, v'yesh mekilin b'zeh. Ha-benig lehokio lechtov lehakmen b'shmok moshen tor kol kach. He's a... If there are more hell of this osam mishem nirek and mevashel, pshita et mutta. The Ran screams, pshita et mutta. Obviously the Ramah holds it's shem yichata b'gacholim. Still, even if it's Shem Yechat, we have two opinions, whether you answer it on Friday or don't answer it on Friday. So it would appear. Fine. Of course, the question is going to become, Tosfos brings a raya l'chumra, l'diriya omer ma'afzirin, is ma'afzirin afilu b'shabbos. So what, those who say it's only going on, only on Shabbos, what do you mean afilu b'shabbos? The whole discussion is only on Shabbos. What are you talking about? So the answer is that Rashi says, Rashi took care of it. Rashi says, Lamed Chesam at Beis. That would be 4, page 4. Yeah.
So he's saying that
Rabbi
is unsure between
Tosus
and the Rabbi?
No, he's sure Tosus. He's sure Tosus. Pashup tried, sure Tosus. But even according to, I mean, what does it mean by Tosus? And the reason is Shemi Yechate. But even according to that opinion, Shemi Yechate, it's not clear we have to ask for it on Friday. Can we Shemi Yechate Mutter on Friday? But it's an extension of what I call Tosus, the fundamental sheet of Tosus. So Rashi says, Afila b'Shabbos, the top Rashi, page 4, Flamet Chesem and Beis, B'yom HaMochros! Oh, means B'yom HaShabbos, as opposed to Leil Shabbos. Rashi l'shitoso. Because Rashi learned the issues in the Mishnah's mitzvot, they become a Vashel. No way to ask for it on Friday. So what do you do with the Gemara Afila b'Shabbos? That means it means Friday? No! Even Yom HaShabbos as opposed to Leil Shabbos. That's the Poshup Shabbos. The Rashi is a Shittasam, Tosel is a Shittasam. Adkan, this discussion.
Just one question, I didn't get this down, I'm not sure. The Ran said that Kedera al-Gabi Kedera is Mutter because it's Saint Aneric and Vat.
Correct.
It's not
Kedera. Correct, exactly so. Okay, Rabosai. So now, let's turn to the Rosh, a very, very important source of the Rosh. Simon Beis. It's page 15. Yes.
So we can't make any inferences about what the Shulchan Aruch would hold.
Mechaber. No need for any inferences. Beferish. Sipei. The Mechaber and Sipei, when he discusses the kula we just saw before in the Ran of Kedera Gabi Kedera. This is page 141. He says Mut the Lot says Al Pi Kedera is Chama B'Shabbes Tapshim the Spashu Be'er Shabbes Kol Tzorko Kom Panadish Kol Tzorben Mechaber. Why? Fisha Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. Black and white, that the Mechabos, the Yisrim is what, Rabbi say what? Is Nirekim Mevashel, and the Ramah's reason is what? Is Shem Yechad, sounds like the Machlokes Mechab Ramah. Not surprising. The Mechab follows the Ran, the Rajba, and Tosus, and the Ramah follows Tosus. Not surprising. Where's the Rush fit in? Page 15. The Rush is like in between the Sfarim and Ashkenazim, he's sort of in between. So what does he say? Of the Rush. It's on the top of the second column of page 15. Nirali, the Hodi also the Bodyom, the Hakl, the Beishamai, have the group for Ktuma. It's Bodyom, Dumit, the Hashecha. So the Bodyom is also author. What does that mean? Third line. Hainu Akash and Nigma Bishula, Humanicha or Medes al Akira, Ad Erev, Lahasik Choma. The Torah, Osman Akira, also Lachzira, Atu Shabbos, Vekula Chodek Zerahi, the Kema Dede Mavush Mishbashelas, Od Al Akira, Havikit Chilat Shehia, Visharina Lahavzim Evodyom, Osinami Lahavzim Meshech Hashecha. Oh, Abakol Mashlo, the Spashla, Kol Tzoko, Notal Umachzim Kolayom. What's he saying over here? Not the pshat, we said earlier, the pshat Rabbi Natan, that don't do don't do hachzara on Friday, lest you do chituy on Shabbos. Now what he said? That don't do hachzara on Friday, lest you do no hachzara on Shabbos. So we have three sheets. According to the Ran, het the government, because the Nirekim of Ashul, Bishul itself is okay. According to Tosfos, don't do chitui, don't do hachzara on Friday, let's do chitui on Shabbos. According to the Rosh, don't do hachzara on Friday, let's you do hachzara on Shabbos. Not chitui. This is read up affairs in the Rosh. A whole different story. If this is the case, Rabbi, I'll say in theory, we're not going to accept it at the end, in theory, you can hold the reason is Nirekim Mevashel and still ask it on Friday. Why? Zera Shemiyasakein b'Shabbos itself. In theory. Okay. I don't think so. Of course, the question becomes: you worry about doing something on Shabbos? We should ask to do any on one of the Lamedes Malachos on Friday. I'll do it on Shabbos. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. We should ask some guys. They sit and learn all day. They don't want to do any Malacha. They're afraid that Shabbos is there and Sheisham on top of. We're from it now. We're not going to work because we can't work on Shabbos. Well, what does this mean? Wild. Now, the question, of course, yeah.
According to the Rosh, what's the reason for to disrupt Kazara on Shabbos?
Good question. A very good question. Excellent question. I believe the Rosh holds the Easter is Shema Yechata Begachol. It's in Tosafot Rosh. It's on the Maamar Kamos. You'll see. We'll get to it a little bit later. Now, if you look in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Taz and Effect asks this question. Here we are. Page. Seven, I believe. He says, the quote to Rishonim will say that there's no problem. He quotes the Rush. It's on page 107, the Taz, the second line. Who would give me a Rush? Hatam Kotev Rabbeis Yosef. The Kotev Mashlon is Bashel, the Kotev Soka. Lo Gazrina and Dilma also left to you, Mishach HaShecha. Zemba Vashel B'Shabbos. Upshita the Mizdar Bahochi, I feel he shows the arms of the old Yom. No one's going to say if you cook on fire, you're going to cook on Shabbos. Correct the Taz. And why are you saying if you do Achzor on fire, do Achzor on Shabbos? Ain't the Tamoa the Hot Matsina come upon Zera Shami Yachata Mishabbos? No. The Hosan Gazvin and Shami Yishkach Yachata. Avokan Ain Zera Rak Shami Yulmos Hetem and Asamach Lachashecha. Zolo Shak Vimokam Shesh Varai Bishop. So says the Taz. But the problem is this whole Pshat which the Beis Yosef said within the Rosh, the Chazar again. The Rosh said if it's known as Bashal called Tzorok, there's no Gzer. Explains the Beis Yosef why? Because we're not going to make a Gzer and do an Easter Bishul Daraita. Everyone's going to be careful not to do that. The problem is, Rav Osai, the Rosh is from the Baalei HaTosfos. And they hold that once it reaches the stage of Machal Ben Drusoi, there is no Easter Bishul. The opening shir, right? We call it the Rashi Shita against the Rambam. Rambam is almost a Daat Yachid we saw a while ago. So this Beis Yosef shot is Pilei Ploim. He's saying shot in the Rosh. And the reason distinguishes between what? This Basha Kol Tzorah and not this Basha Kol Tzorah. Because if it's not this Basha Kol Tzorah, it's the Bishul Daraisa. We're not worried about doing it on Shabbos. It's not true. According to the Rosh, once it's Machal Ben Drusoi, there is no Issa Bishul Daraisa. So the Beis Yosef's answer is difficult. No, moreover, the Rosh never mentioned the word about the Easter Bishul. We saw the Rosh on page 15. The word Bishul is not to be found. The Beis Yosef made it up. So I think the Pshat is different. Pshat is not me, the Bach. The Bach has a different Pshat. Is this Bach in the Makoros? Not sure. Bach.
Page 88.
Okay. Thank you very much. But nearly the time of the called match on his bashla called Sarka muta lahar to afil with some of Hashecha but look at Vinan till me also lahar to Meshecha Shecha why not? Shem di ima haya marzi Meshecha Shecha have him a vashel oh this is the Beis Yosef have him a vashel b'Shabbos upshita the Mizdar Bachi afil with Yishar Zahar to Bojo this is the Beis Yosef Akan Hashana al Beis Yosef v'tema Adrabah Fei havla the mikzah below this bashal kol tzorka the lodech leisa the dayisah daraisa as you said that was exactly there backwards it's a nupshah then he says for all that below this bashal kol tzorka and bashal kamacha ben jusor lego shem bashal harosh the rush is from those shidus against the Rambam so he has tremendous bombshell kasha it's nupshah in the rush. The last three lines. I'm in this basha called Tzorka Osek who would be Shulam of El Jom. The Rogel, Litlam, and Akira, Lav, Zira, come upon me, match this basha. Until it's fully cooked, you're going back and forth, back and forth. Upikidei Razu, Lo Koshu, Chachamim, Le'esar, Chazam, of El Jom. Otu Chazara, B'Shabbos. Why? Davzara, B'Shabbos, Mistama, Eino, Ela, Bikidei, Shekvar, Mevushalos, called Tzorka. When the son of Bikir, Lashos, and Sham, Atman Achila, when you goes in Zul, she ain't a Mavushal, called Tzorka, Mibajom, Also, Shabbos have l'gzeir. A whole different shot. It's not to do with Lumbus, it's to do with the Matzis. None of the Matzis. This being the case, at first glance. If the Achzorah is also because of Nirek and Mevasho, Lichor, which says also an Erev Shabbos, right? Because it's a gzeir. It's kind of special gzeir. So would appear, at least initially. Go back to what we said before. Ad Khan, we'll see later on, I don't really think it's true. But before we get there, we have to talk about our third Issur for today. We spent the first half of the Shia talking about two Issur. The Issur of what? The Issur of Shia and Achzara. Now the third Issur. What's the third Issur? The third Issur can be seen in the Gemara on the Lamed Chesed Beis, page 4. Page 4. The Gemara says like this. Odom biyodo mutter, but the 12 for the small little babies. Agabe karka asur. When does it say in the Mishnah you may return something onto a covered fire? It's only if odom biyodo. Once you put it down, it's asur. Why is it asur? Why is it asur? Rashi explains why it's asur. Abel niach agabe karka asur. The fourth, third narrow line. Lahafter. The bodily law hatmana de esmo v'havi kimat min lechatchila. The word hatmana, that's what, remember that Balamor attacked Rashi used the word hatmana. That's an idiosyncratic opinion of Rashi. Just substitute the word, take out the word hatmana and put in the word shehiya, something along those lines. And that's what the Mefarshim explained. It looks like it's not a return. It's Batla Shehiya Rishona, and now it's starting from scratch. What's that Issa called? So there's various names that it has in the Rishonim and in the Akronim. Some call it Hanacha Lechatchila, some call it Hoshava Moshe Lechatchila, some call it Hanacha Mitchila. We're going to just call it Hanacha, just make it easier. Shia, Hapshara, Hanacha, make life a little bit easier. Okay? What does Hanacha mean? After Batla Shehiya Rishona, now you're starting from scratch. Let's now figure out what's the reason for the Easter of Hachzor, of Hanoch. Take a look in the Mishnah Brura, in Sivkot Nunhei, some in Reish Nun Gimel. Please turn. This is on page. Underline, thank you. The Batala Hashihiya Rishona. The Shuv Kshamagdur Manicha Agabi Akira. Havale Kimoshiv Lechatchila Agabi Akira B'Shabbos. I use the word Hanok, I use the word Hoshava. The Chacham Lo Itiyo Lahachzara, or Chazara they call it. Havalo Lahoshiv Lechatchila. Avshek von his Basha Lo Itiyo Kol Tzoga Emerishim B'Dimishim Yisu Bishol. Mikomakom. Kevan shemamida b'mokom shederach levashal sham tamid nirek imevashal lechatchila b'shabes. Okay, Rabbi, nirek imevashal. Now hold on a second. The Mishabud explains shad me mechaba, right? The mechaba learns that even hachzara is us because of nirek imevashal. That's why it's matter k'der gam b'k'der. It's not there at bishul b'kach. I want to know according to Shita's Haramo, that considers the possibility of an Easter on Friday. The Pashup Shah means that he owes it's an Easter of Shem Yechad Abigachol. As Tosa said, what would he say about Hanocha? Let's chatter again. Shehiya is Shem Yechad. Hachzor is a machloikis, whether it's Shem Yechad, like Rabbi Natan, Sefer Yosher, and others, or is it Nirka Mevashim? What about Hanocha? If even Hachzor is Nirek Mevashel, Kavachom Awat, Hanocha. But if Hachzor is only us, why? Shem Yechata, maybe there's no such system in the world as Nirek Mevashel. Maybe we never heard of it. It doesn't exist. Well, maybe not. Maybe Shehiya and Hachzor is Shem Yechata. But Hanocha is, in fact, us because of Nirek Mevashel. You can't bring me a riot from the Ran, because the Ran is even Hachzara is Nirek Mevashel. Can't be right from the Mechaber. Mechaber is even Hachzara is Nirus of Avasha. What about those who say that Hanukkah, excuse me, Hachzara is Shami Echata, what for them is the reason for the Easter of Hanukkah? That's the question. So let's take a look at Tosfos Lamed Ches Amud Beis.
Why is Hanukkah Nirus of Avasha? Putting some, because it looks like you took out.
You took something from the refrigerator and you put it on the fire. Looks to me that's putting Nirus of Avasha.
No, but that's
Chazara,
that's putting it back.
No, no, no.
Enough is
taking
it and putting it down.
No, no, I guess I would make myself clear.
Okay,
my fault. Chazara means you take it off the fire, in your hand, all the other. You put it back, that's called Chazara. When you put it on the floor, cover home in the fridge, put it back eight hours later when you wake up, that's called Hanukkah. Give two extreme examples in between.
Chazara plus an extra step.
Exactly, Chazara plus, excellent. Hachzara plus. So if Hachzara is Shemek of Avash, is Nirek of Avash, Kavachoma, Hachzara plus. But if Hachzara is Shemek Echata, maybe Hachzara plus is also Shemek Echata. Take a look here in Tosis, Lamed Ches Amud Beis, on that same sugya, page 4. Pina Mimechon Lemechon, hold this question, a complicated question. You want to know, you take something from one, take it off one fire, put it on another fire. A bit of a complicated Gemara. And you want to know, can you put it back? So Tosfos Pina. Abu Bamecham Akashu Kar Osilachtuye. So Tosfos learns not only is the Easter of what? Of Hachzara Shemi Yechata Begacholim. But even this case it's a covered fire. It's Easter of Hanukkah. It's also Osir only. Why? Because of Shema Yechate Begechol. Look on page 20, you'll see that's not Muskel.
Is this covered or not covered?
Covered. Page 20, Tosfos Arash. I will hocha Shemam Zero Lekira, Chama, Mi Boile, Yavik Mamanicho Gabe Karka, Vinistalka Shehia Rishona. Vahavik Moshiya Khadasha Ubashil Bishak. It doesn't mean bushel, it's already fully cooked. What does he mean? Nirek Mavasho. Wait a second. The rush before had the Easter Shemiyachate. Aha! So the rush says Shihiya Nabzara is Shemiyachate, Hanukkah is Nirek Mavasho. The Ran says Shihiya is Shemiyachate, Hakzara and Hakzara plus Kulanukha is both. Nirek Mavashu. Tosa says, only Shem Yechata. They never heard of Nirek Mavashu. Three Shitas in the Gedolei Rishon. Fine. The Balamor also says that. Because the Balamor, we said before, that all the Surim that we find in our Mishnah, which includes what? Includes Shehiya and includes Achzara, the reason for those Isurim is what? The reason is Shem Yechata Begachol. And the same Balamor says somewhere, so many Balamors on so many pages, somewhere he says, Klar, that once you put it down on the fire, that the reason for the Easter is what? Nirekim Avasho. Where are we going to find that? I gotta find it. It's page. I cut off the page on top. I can't find it anymore. I'm not sure we even have it.
I think it's
23. Thank you. Underline. Thank you very much. He says like this. Something. Last night I like it. I can't read anything. But all the biyado, it's okay. V'minicham agabe kaka osur shum denirekim avasha lechatchil v'shabbos. Wait a minute, you Balamor said before that all these sermon on Mishnah is what? Shemiyachata, and including the Mishnah is the Easter of what? Of Achzara. Yes, Dr. Rosh. Shemiyachata applies to both Achzara and Shia, Shia and Achzara. But Hanukkah is not just Achzara plus, it's an Easter of Nirekim avasha. So those are the three Shitas within the Gedolei HaRishon. Now we have to figure out the following shaila. What's the din of Hanukkah v'Erev Shabbos? Shia b'Erev Shabbos, that's the issue, it's only on Erev Shabbos, if it doesn't meet the proper qualification. Ha'chazor on Erev Shabbos, according to the Ran, it's kosher that it's mutter. Why? Because that's not Shach Nirek and Mevashel, because Mevashel proper is mutter. According to Shita's Tosfos, they consider it to be usur. Why? Because of Shemi Chata B'Gacholim. May you put something back on a covered fire just before Shabbos. Hello? People do this every day of the week. No, that's an overstatement. Every Friday of the year, they take stuff from the refrigerator and they put on the blood just before Shabbos. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? We'll see in a second that maybe something very wrong with that. Turn to the Mordechai. The Mordechai is page 13. Page 13. Sagos Mordechai. With starts the underlining. Aval haChazara, the Haina Shemaniach haSakdera gabekira, some of the Chasheches lohoya sibib yodel laaktiach imhoisesh sonenes, the vare also laaniach, o lahar the gabekira shenegruf v'ktum v'kolkach v'some of the Chasheches so yochel laaktiach v'yom. It's exactly the same as Tosfos says. Aval agabegora v'kotum mutter, af al pi shakira hichama, mutter laaniach shem lachatchila some of the Chasheches. It seems to say that there's no Isra of Hanukkah on Kira Gar, because Hazara implies on an open fire, Hanukkah is on a covered fire. Obviously, Hanukkah on an open fire is even worse. The point of Hanukkah is that it's even on a covered fire. Before Shigamar, Lamet Chesem and Beit. Somebody seems to say that Hanukkah is Mutter on a covered fire, Erev Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, people doing it. But they say, wait a minute. Miu is underlined. He grew for Tzarachim. In mutter laniach hakdeir lechatzchila gabi gruf v'ktuma samel chashecha. The dilma lo sharina nafidim v'od yom. El lahachzir. Ava laniach lechatzchila lo. V'lo shum chazara mashmachi. Shekvar hoitz l'sham v'ro to lachzir. V'od v'od yom dun mir de Shabbos. V'v'shabbos os laniach hakabi mechem lechatzchila. El lahachzir also mechem atma shahusra misham. The whole Arichas Dvarim over here, he talks about it's Mutter, and says, well, maybe it should be Mutter, maybe it should be Yasser, then the Lashon the Mashmah really is Yasser. What's he talking about? What's going on over here? It's a whole long thing. What's he talking about? We know what he's talking about, because we know what to plug in. If the Yisr of Hanukkah is Nirek and Mevashel, it's Mutter on Friday. That's where he starts off. If the Yisr of Hanukkah is Shemi Yechata B'Gacholim, then it's a problem potentially even on Friday. The same as Hafizor is a problem on Friday. He assumes that it's over Pasha. So too is another a problem on Friday. That's why the Hagos Mordechai is Mesupik over here. It's Mesupik. He doesn't know. At the beginning he thinks it's no problem. So that's Nirekim Evashah, doesn't apply on Friday. In the middle, he's not sure because Lashon of the Gemara is not completely clear. Pasha is his subject goes only according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Who answers what? Who answers Hafzara on Friday? Okay. Yeah?
The Tzad in the Mordechai to say the Chazara would be Mutter Mibonyom, but not Hanukkah? Would say Chazara is problematic Mibashel, but I'm not
Where do you see that Tzad?
Did he say it?
Yeah. Hold on. It's like this. Hafzara is Mutter Mibonyom. Good question. Hafzara is. No. Hachzar is zichos in Mibodjom. Hachzar is mutter Mibodjom on a kira grufa ktuma, he says.
Oh.
Ah. Because there's no problem of anything. But Hanukkah may be worse. Right? Because it's the worst there. That's what he says. Again, it's very unclear. If you have to look very carefully, it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Not completely clear what exactly his suffix is. Not completely clear. Now. Oh. The truth is, make the following suggestion. Quoter of Enatam, we saw Tosis and Aflam Chesmet Beis, that Yisr of Hachzor Mitchila, Hanukkah Mitchila, even on the covered fire, is Shem Yechata Begachon. Ah, it's covered? No problem. You'll uncover it. It's been known to happen. Cover, uncover, right? You may do it even on Shabbos, Mimchata Begachon. We'll take it off and put on the.
And then Sanatha?
Mutter.
So how would you take it off the one or not the other one?
Simple. You take it off for one. You took it off very briefly and put it right back on again. You don't have to give it. It's out of the fridge. Hey, it's freezing. You gotta heat it up more quickly. So you'll uncover it and be mechatah
the gacholim. But if it's Mishum Hefker, we're not being pushed to the people like just bad people. We're trying to predict that they're gonna forget. You know?
Well, a person's forgetfulness is measured in direct proportion to the need that he has to heat it up. You will see. You will learn in life, Arya, that people's forgetfulness is in direct proportion to what they need. If they need it, they suddenly forget everything else. This is a reality.
You need to take it off and.
Yeah. Well, that's what Rabbeinu Tam said. Rabbeinu Tam said so. Said it's Shem Yichat, even in Nochem, even B'Shabbos. Okay. Now, so what comes out on both sides, again, I'm not even close to where I have to get today. I'm going to have to skip around a little bit and just rely on your wisdom to figure out the rest of the sugyas. Comes out, the Pashtus, that the Easter of Shema Yechata B'Gacholim applies potentially on Friday. It's a Nirikim and Vashel, does not apply on Friday. But I have to pick up one point we left off before. If you hold out the Rosh for both sides, the Rosh said it's Oster on Friday, not Shema Yechata on Shabbos, but Shema Yata Dovah Zatzmo on Shabbos. At first glance, even if it's Oster on Shabbos Atzmo because of Nirikim and Vashel, we should Oster on Friday, because of Nirik and Mavasha. Why not? I don't see any reason why not. However, again, without looking at all the problems, the answer is it's not true. Based upon the Rosh, based upon the Gra, not true. And the reason is as follows. If the original Isser is a Gzeira, then we can say, Kula Chod Gzeira Hi. The same way they made a Gzeira on Shabbos, don't do this, lest you do that. So too, is a Gzeira on Friday, late Friday, don't do this on late Friday, lest you do this, same thing, on Shabbos. That's exactly what the Rosh said in Siman Beis. However, if the entire Easter on Shabbos is only what we call a Derech of Avashel, which is an Easter Malacha, we don't find anywhere an Easter Malacha on Friday, lest you do the Malacha on Shabbos. It's unheard of. Only if it's an Easter Mishum Gzeira. So Rabbi Oster was saying like this: if something is Oster Mishum Gzeira, then it's possible to Oster it on Friday. Kula Chod Gzeira. If something is Oster on Shabbos with a Malacha, a Nirikim Malacha, it's impossible to Oster it on Friday. Everyone with me so far? That goes to the heart of the Mordechai over here. Maybe there's an Isser of Hachzara on Friday, because Hachzara on Shabbos in an uncovered fire is Shemi Yechata. So extend it to Friday. But maybe it doesn't apply to Anach on the covered fire on Friday, because Anach on a covered fire on Shabbos is Nirikim Mevashel. We don't make an exeris on Friday in Nirikim Mevashel, also Nirikim Mevashel on Shabbos property. It's only if it's Kulachal Exeri. That's what emerges from the Rosh, if you look very carefully in the Rosh and in the Gra, etc., etc. Okay. This, I come to the next part, which is we have to finish today, otherwise it's not Shaykh. It's a certain schedule. And that is, yes, I am.
Isn't Nirikim Mevashel
Nirikim
Mevashel?
No.
Oh, so why
would we
go
around the Yerkim Lachalah? Whenever Chazal make Yisurim on Shabbos, it could be one of two things, a Gzeira Atum, or a, we'll call it Malacha de Rabbanu, or Nira Kir. Not no Gzeira.
It has nothing to do with the Yisurim.
I didn't say that.
So what?
I said special de Rabbanu. Not every Yisur Rabbanu on Shabbos is a Gzeira, he makes it something else. It's an intrinsic prohibition.
Why would they make a prohibition unless they're concerned about a Zeraisa?
It's a good question. Fundamentally, we may argue that you're right, that all these Yisurim Rabbanan have, on a fundamental level, is a Gzeira Atu a Daraisa. But the formulation of the Yisurim may vary. Some of them make a Gzeira Daraisa, this is us or Atu that, and some of them are going to say, this is us, period. None do with Gzeira. It's just us. It lacks one of the rabbinical, one of the Daraisa qualifications. We're going to answer it anyway. We're going to sit at the you name the malacha. Pick a malacha out of a hat. We'll call it ex midrabbanan. That's not necessarily the exact. If you look at the Sfarim, it's mafurish. Rabbi Shechter Shli has a whole piece about it. Which sefer? Eretz HaTzvi. At the very beginning, this is famous distinction between malachas rabbanan and exeris rabbanan with a 10 nafkaminas. One of them is right now. Or God. Can you ask a guy to do these things to you on Shabbos? I'm saying with a little bit of a kvetch, because people do it all the time, and it's really a big problem. They ask a guy to do these things you're not allowed to do, can ask a guy to do it for you on Shabbos. Let's take a look on the Ramah in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Hei. Page 141, next to the last line. Whatever you can't do, you cannot ask a guy to do. You can't do it, you can't ask a guy to do it. That's all. And therefore you can't ask a guy, lahakim, akadayim, nitsanin, etc., etc. Says the Bir Alacha, lahakim, afilu dava yavash in his bashul mikvar, v'nitsanin legamim, page 142. After ein bo ma mishum chashash bishlo, it's already ein bishlach a bishlo, right? Also the chamamo v'tana afilu ada ein a Yehudi. Can't ask a guy to do it for you. Even with the Yavid, it should be awesome. Others say, Kevin, the Shkaim of the Shvus, the Shvus, the Tzorach Shabbat, the Tzorach Chathchila, and with Dov Yavish, Ein Barak, Shvus, the Chazara, Efsha, the Amekul, Bazaar, the Ein Yehudi, Ein Goar, in Bo. Perhaps the Svara of Shvus, the Shvus, the Tzorach Shabbat, would apply. On both sides, we don't pass in this way. It's only if, maybe we shouldn't scold him, but no one is saying that it's really mutter. Why not? I believe Rav Shechna Shlita explained in that same time in Eretz HaTzvi that when something is a din derabbanan, it's a lower level violation, and I ask a guy to do it for me, so that's a lower level than done by a guy, that's permissible. When something is a gzeira, intrinsically it's completely mutter, mutter midaraisa, mutter midarabbanan, the chazam and gzeira lest you do something which is also midaraisa. So how does it help if the guy does it? The guy will do this act, which is innocuous in any event, and then what am I going to do? I'll be over the deraisa. So the guy will do the achzor. And achzor is also because Hashem yichazah begachol. So what does it help me if the guy does it? Once the pot is there and I want to make it heat up more quickly, I'll do the chitun. I believe Rabbi Shatta quotes the Chazanish over there, who says, even if a monkey, put the famous monkey, it's the same one, even if a monkey puts the pot on top of the fire, I have to remove it. The East is not a meiser, it's a gzera. It doesn't matter how the pot got there. The pot is on the fire, it's a gzera, Shem Yechazah Bekechol, and remove it immediately. So therefore, a guy won't help at all when it comes to these things. I think I've shown it's a mushal over there, I'm not mistaken, about the shayla of having a goyish ban for a Shabbat Shabbat Brochs. Sounds a great idea. Ramah talks about it. It's a great idea. Right? Wouldn't it be terrific? Wouldn't it be great? A goyish ban. And it's shvus to shvus with Malka Mitzvah. Mitzvah, simple as of the college, tremendous mitzvah. Mitzvah Rabbah. Shvus to shvus with Malka Mitzvah. The answer is no, because playing instruments is a gzera. Gzera Shema what? Who knows? Shema Yitak and play shir. So the guy is going to play the guitar. Very nice, he's playing it. When the string breaks, I'm going to fix it. So it doesn't help. That's the bottom line. This being the case, we could suggest that there are more Lishitoso, at the Easter of Hachzor is what? Shema Yechata Begachol. But according to those who maintain what? At the Isa of Achzara is what? Nirik and Mevashel. Not so bad, this heter of Shvus to Shvus of Malka Mitzvah. Follow what I'm saying? Not so bad. But as a matter of fact, and I'm saying this halacha below the Maisa, one could say, and I don't have time to read the inside all the print because we're almost running out of time, that the Isa of Hanukha on a covered fire, on both sides, Isser Hanukha on a covered fire, which is the Isser of Nirik and Mevashel. We already pointed out that both the Rosh and the Malamor make that split. Namely, Shehiya is Shem Yechata, Achzara is Shem Yechata, Hanukha, Nirik and Mevashel. And it seems to me that we pass on the Halacha because we don't Asser Hanukha on Friday afternoon, Mishnah Berurah is making on that Shaila. The reason being that there's no, since Hanukkah is not a Gzeira, it's an Isser, intrinsic Isser, we don't find that we make Gzeiras on intrinsic Isser on Friday. Only what we call Kulachad Gzeira, as I mentioned to you earlier. That being the case, it's not crazy to tell a guy, but Malcolm Tzorah Gadol, to put a fully cooked food on a covered fire. Why? We can argue. It's Shvus de Shvus b'makom Tzorah Shabbos Mitzvah. I was said before, it doesn't apply. I'll give you an example of the band on the Shabbat Brothers. No, that's Hachzorah. Hachzorah on an uncovered fire is also Shem Yichat HaBigachalah. But Hanukkah on a covered fire was suggesting for the moment that we pass in the Dina, that once the fire is covered, there's no chashash chitri whatsoever. It's only on Nirikim Avashu. Nirikim Avashu is an intrinsic Isser. An intrinsic Isser has the possibility of a heter of Shvus to Shvus B'makom Tzorach Shabbos or Mitzvah. Paradoxically, therefore, Hanukkah on a covered fire with respect to a goy will be more kal than Hachzorah on an open fire. Chumro Kula, we consider Malachas Rabban to be more chumro than Gzeres Rabban in general. When it comes to Ayinei Nachri, it's flipped. Ayinei Nachri, Shvus to Shvus would work by a Malachas Rabban, but not by a Gzeres Rabban. It's flipped. Flipped around. Follow what I'm saying? So therefore, there is a smach to do what certain people are doing, and I don't like it, they're doing it, because I don't think we should rely on Shvus to Shvus to Malachas Mitzvah, the Chachila. But if you see somebody having a guy put something on, put dry food out of the fridge and put on the blech on Shabbos, don't take out any stones. Because what we're suggesting now is a smach lahakel based on Shvus to Shvus b'makom mitzvah, even though we're suggesting that when it comes to Achzara, you really would not be able to make any leniencies. Hanukkah, paradoxically, Hanukkah mitchila, when it comes to a goy, maybe a little bit more kal than Achzara. Sounds a little bit strange. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm talking about a blech. No blech, nothing to talk about. No blech, what'd you say? Then every Hanukkah is this Hachzorah plus. Certainly doesn't need to serve Shem Yichat HaBigachol. If Hachzorah is also Shem Yichat HaBigachol, no blech, Kavachol Mahanukkah. Yeah?
Would there be allowed?
Yeah, maybe a nursing home. It's a cholest. It's stuck. I mean, you should try very hard to avoid it. There are ways and means of avoiding these things. There are ways and means. So we can use different kind of tricks, if you will, to be making. One of them, we'll talk about right now, just a few more minutes and then we'll stop, is Kedera Gavei Kedera. A few more minutes. You already pointed out Kedera Gavei Kedera. But I want to show you one Bir Halacha today. We're not going to finish this topic. We don't have enough time. Just to get started, let's look on page 140. The Mechaber Siv Gimel quotes from the Hagos Mordechai. Hamashkin baboker, v'rosh ekdicha tavshilo v'yorei pen yakdiach yoser, yochol lahosil aniach kedera yishana v'reikonis al pi akira. We call that a blech. V'oz yotzim akdera shatavshil v'socho al gabi akdera reikonis. A blech, sure. This is what we call hachzara on a guf of ketubah. V'zoyer shelo yasim k'deiros agave karka v'shatiyero sachs. Can't put it on the ground. Forget about that. Says the bir halacha, v'zoyer, etc. Z'midichel agave karka ein azeh shem chazara k'sherot anichel achakach u'ketchilas hanocha. Here's the word hanocha, damya. To also afil every guf of ketubah. Right? We saw this. We know this already, Rabbos. We know this. Right? Don't we know this? The Mefurash Gemara, I'm in Chesed Beis. Hanach is off, even on the Kibbutz Guf Ketuma. Afilu ha-ramo moda da hanachah b'shabbos ha-chatchila asur. Shoy. Ulechora. Soser ha-machaber is atzma. So the Kamon b'sifhe. Hetik ledina es divi ha-rashva. Shehu b'beis yosef b'shem aran. Perakira. Shekosah b'shmo. Shom. The mutal liten lechatchila b'shabes daf shekdeira tachtona omedet al ha'esh kevin shimafsekas umamir akdeira oleha ein derech bishul b'kach And it's better than Guf Tuma. It's like a Negan Amadura. What a tremendous kasha, a bomb kasha. Steve was in Siv Gimel and Siv Hey. Umatzasi b'dogal meravava shenitzchak b'zeh. Wow. Dogal meravava asked this question. What did he answer? Because it's the Ersha de Mechavah Samach Atzma al Sfarah Taran. What did Ran say? The Kevin she'en panadish. What's panadish? I don't know my English. It doesn't. Kugel, right? Dogal lefoso agave kira yesh lehokal b'zeh ayin sham. This is the svara of the Ran himself. Udoha Godo claims the Biolacha. The Mechabalo Svir Le Klashi de Seran Adina. As the Magen Avraham says, called the Gra, etc. So this is a Rajma. Again, on that same page that we saw before, the Ran quoted the Rajma with the underlying thing where he said, Ein Derech Bishop Akap. That was a Ran quoting a Rajma, not the Ran himself. The Ran, what was it, 21? What was it? I forgot already. Don't do with this. Was it 21? 23? Thank you. No? 25. Close. 25. That was the Ran quoting the Rajba. Where's the word Rajba found? Why can't I find the word Rajba? Kach Kosev HaRajba's out. It's after the bracketed part. That's the Rajba sheet. And the last line before says Rabbi Yehuda, in bold letters, the Rabbi has his own Torah. Evshe Gamkein. The Mashen Dako Lefos Agabe Kira on Panadish, the Chayotiba, Shemuto the Chavaman Bishavas Agabe Kira, or Agabe Kisa Shabaz, or Kosha Mitzaga Varala, Shadova Mochiach Shenanata El Bishoshis Chameim. In other words, even if this particular surface is used to cook other things from scratch, but if it's not used to make kugel from scratch, there's no problem. So therefore, that's the Dako Lefos, it's a beautiful text. Beautiful text. Right? Sifhei is talking about panadish. Panadish you never make there. Sifgim was talking about a kedera, which you do make there. It's a beautiful answer. What's wrong with it is, he claims that the Rav Yosef Karo, the Beis Yosef, doesn't like the Ran. He only quotes the Ran. So he gives an interesting text. Prima God. Look what he says. Every word counts. We'll come back to this next week. Every word counts from now on. The next few last few words. Achakach matzasi primagodim sheyishav kushezu v'tuv tam. An editorial endorsement by Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen Bal Chavos Chaim HaMishnah Berurah. The primagodim wrote v'tuv tam. What did it say? V'hu? Z'v'siv hei she'ari bi'omedas agar b'kineir eschamen o tamshil. It's a full tam. Lo nechshav klal ka'omel agar b'kira. Will you look up the primagodim and see if you see those words there? I'll pay you if you can find it. U'lahachi mutter Aflitin lechatchila b'shabbos. Masha'en kein b'inyanenu. Shakadera reikonis v'omedas raglistam eskom akira shul yekol kachom. Nates akira yedei zeh rakishar kira grufo k'tuma. The also litin alea b'shabbos tafshil lechatchila. What the rabbis call a crooked lech. An inverted pen is no more than a crooked lech. So let's get a review. An inverted pen is a crooked blech. That's a group of tumah. Hanukkah is also only Achzorah is mutter. However, a pot full of food, that's a different story. The Prima Garden said it's mutter. The Bialach adds to the phrase, he's not found in Prima Garden. What did he say? He says, what? He says, Lo nechshav klal ka'omel agabe kira. Those words I don't think you'll find. If you find it, let me know. I don't think it's in Prima Garden. That's how he interpreted the Prima Garden. I have a different interpretation. Of the Prima Garden, which we'll get to with Shem next week. So we've got a little bit of Aschala here. Yes, sir. Oh, so next week Lineta will talk about the Kedera Blech. Hold off for this week. Don't use it. Next week we'll talk about it. Okay.
Ms. Far would say that it's still nested in the Bashel if you have an upside down Kedera. I mean, who normally would look that way?
You're asking a very good question. You're asking a very, 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 very good question. Next week.